if the facility is not up to scratch, don't use it for the purposes for which you want it to be used. But it takes a bit of ingenuity to construct a fence wall, put a gate, to ensure that the facility cannot be rushed. In spite of all the scarcity of resources, I agree with Honorable. I've heard it in the media that the police are very, very good when it comes to reacting to threats against themselves. But policing is not about reaction. Policing is also about proactivity. So being able, through different ways and different mechanisms, to forestall, to foresee, in order to minimize, you might not be able to prevent crimes, but to minimize it to the barest minimum. In a democratic dispensation, if we witness violence that we can liken, not in terms of degrees, but in terms of types, to what we witnessed during military takeovers, there is more cause for worry. The way forward, I think, will be the need for a comprehensive national security policy based on very sound objective analysis and identifying what the sources of security threats are, where, of what types, and so on, and what interventions that the government and the people can deploy to arrest them.
The MP from Prayesu and chairman of the Committee on Defense and Interior, Seth Kwame Champong, said basic security measures should be introduced in schools to increase the consciousness of the students. He added that the police service needs to be resourced to protect the people at all times.
All of us must go back to the good old adage of be your neighbor's keeper. I think it's necessary. We need to introduce into our curricula some security measures by teaching kids. I remember as a kid, I went down and changed from right to left. We were taught when you close from school where to walk,
right,
where to pass. These things must come back so that everybody will be security conscious. Certain basic security measures needs to be introduced by academics so that as the generation is progressing, they come and move along with it. We need to retool our security services, give them modern communication that will help them come up to the stage at which our criminals are devising. That aside, I think that all of us here must begin to help with the chorus. Let's all help one another. That is the only way. The security of every state is its people.
Right.
Commencing from self-security, self-consciousness. Once you're able to do that, you help your family, you're able to help your community, and in totality of the nation, we hold hands and we are moving on.
A security analyst, Emmanuel Sowate, said the notion of community policing is important and must be encouraged to address security challenges in the country.
The whole notion of community policing is very important. I think that the individual lifestyle is more pronounced in the urban settings than in the rural areas, so we should not be oblivious of that. For example, one of the best neighborhood watchdog we've had in Ghana, ironically, quote unquote, was in Nima, but it's now having challenges. Yes, Nima had one of the best police administration and rewarded them. And so even in low-income, migrant, heavily populated areas, you can have them playing a role in policing. When it comes to the police service in particular, we talk about numbers, yes, but we also have to look at the recruitment process. Who are those who are recruited? How do they get recruited? How are they trained and retrained? How are they promoted? I think that they need morale from within and from outside the service. And then I think generally we have to demystify security. I think that when we demystify security, it will help so that everybody would feel part of it. For the small arms proliferation, we need to look at the demand side and the supply side. And Kenneth was talking about the sources. Apart from the local manufacturer, and one of the best artisanal association of those who have capacity to produce weapons are actually in Kumasi, the Ashanti Regional Blacksmith Association, and they've been engaging with the state for a long time. How do I know? In 2003, when I was with the African Security Dialogue and Research, I was part of those who inaugurated it. But not only that, Kwesi Eni myself did the first study for the Small Arms Commission sponsored by UNDP. And so there are studies that shows the way forward. I believe that as a country, our security will be punctuated by such events, but it is up to all of us to make sure one some on any Oman.
A security analyst, Emmanuel Sowate.